Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Question of the day. What's your favorite fan in the stands story? Let us know. 713-572-4610. Also on YouTube and Twitch. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. Appreciate you hanging with us here on a Wednesday. It's the question of the day today because in case you didn't see it, and I mentioned it going to the commercial break, but in yesterday's Mariners-Tigers game, which the Mariners ended up winning, they take a 2-1 series lead. I believe all four series are going on today, by the way, as a side note, and
yeah,
they're all elimination games, so It's a fun day of baseball if you're a baseball fan. But yesterday in that game, there was a Mariners fan in Detroit wearing a shirt saying, dump 61 here, in regards to...
That sounds so wow.
The big dumper.
Yeah. In regards to Cal Raleigh. I know there's other Mariners fans there in attendance that have the Raleigh jersey, and they personalize it to say big dumper on the back.
Dump 61 here.
Dump 61
That sounds so nasty.
That is nasty. That's why it sounds that way.
Well, the guy showed up in the shirt. It wasn't for naught because he caught the home run, number 61 this year for regular season and postseason for Cal Raleigh. And then after he caught the homer, he took off his Dump 61 here shirt and was wearing Dump 62 here. So he was ready for the moment.
He was ready.
The ball was hit to him. I mean, I don't know what the chances are of that. He was in the outfield, but the fact that there's this one guy there with this shirt on and he catches, not only that Cal Raleigh hits a homer, but he hits it to this guy, it still blows my mind. But anyway,
surrounded by Tigers fans.
Right, it's true. He's the only Mariners fan there in the shirt, catches the homer. And it leads to our question of the day. What's your favorite fan in the stands story? Either about you yourself or maybe something you experienced while you were at a game, you know, you saw something involving another fan.
I'm looking forward to this one. I think everybody has that story, especially when you were a kid. Now, me as an adult, you know, obviously I'm generally covering games. We go to games as a fan. We go to a lot of Astros games now since I'm not really, you know, in the clubhouse anymore as fans. But I don't have a story like that. But two came to mind. I shared the one. The second one, you're just not going to believe. You know, my family doesn't believe it, but it is 100% true. I'll get to the second one to say. First one, I was about 11 years old. I think I was 11 years old. Went to an ABA game, and it was the San Antonio Spurs. Yes, ABA. San Antonio Spurs versus the Memphis Tams was their name.
It's quite a name.
The Memphis Tams. I'm sitting in the baseline seats, not too deep into the seats, like third, fourth row, and they're warming up. And George Karl, who you may know as a coach and an executive, was the point guard for the Spurs, the ABA Spurs. And I'm just sort of doing whatever, acting a fool, and he calls me out onto the court. This is before the game. And gives me, I believe it was a wristband, and then kind of puts his arm around me. And back in the day when you had the old Polaroids, remember the old Polaroids?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody took a Polaroid.
Oh, cool.
And I still have that picture of me.
Oh, that's cool.
Me and George Karl, and I still have that wristband somewhere. So that was a really cool one. And when I became an adult and he started coaching.
I was going to say,
yeah,
you ever get the chance to.
I actually talked to him a few times. I think one time I mentioned it, and you know, obviously he didn't remember it, but he was, you know, he thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
and
cool.
And he liked reminiscing about the old ABA days and stuff. But the one that no one believes. I am here to tell you, what is my hand doing right now, Figgy?
Is giving the high five.
Hand to God.
Oh, really?
Hand to God. So I was covering, this is when I was writing for the Chronicle, I was covering the Pistons and Lakers NBA Finals.
Uh-huh.
In at the old Pontiac Silverdome or whatever.
Yeah.
And the NBA public relations director had some tickets for the, it was an off day, had some tickets for a Stevie Nicks concert. Fourth row.
Wow.
Center stage, Stevie Nicks. There was about six or eight of us that went. And I'm sitting there and Stevie Nicks is singing. My family's probably rolling their eyes right now because they give me such a hard time about that. And she's singing whatever, Edge of 17, whatever.
Yeah.
And she looks right at me, like makes eye contact with me and puts her hand out like this and then just kind of raises it as I'm dancing or singing. She looks right at me and just points her hand to me and then raises her hand. And I'm like, Stevie Nicks is singing to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Stevie Nicks is singing to me. And so, hand to God, she did that. Everybody who I tell that story to rolls their eyes and calls me a big fat liar, but it is 100% true.
I thought you were going to say when she put her hand, she was going to call you up on stage.
In my mind, in my mind.
You're right up there. That's right.
And then
right
backstage, and then who knows?
Yeah. One could dream.
I kind of had a similar story. I went to a concert. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably ain't going to know this group, but it's a group from Canada called Tegan and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
They're twins, and they do kind of like some, I guess, some rock-type music, alternative-type music. But I went to their concert, and kind of the same thing. She was kind of getting off the stage, and I did a little peace sign, and she threw the peace sign back at me. So I felt
good. Yeah, but she wasn't singing to you. Like, yeah,
she would have.
She would have.
She would have.
She was telling you, yeah, peace.
I'm out.
See you later.
She gave me a spot. She gave me a nice little smile.
She said, peace, I'm out. Stevie Nicks kind of like wanted me, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she said, right. Get your ass up out your seat, man.
She wanted
what you doing?
Me.
Yeah, that's right. Lindsey Buckingham was very upset to hear this story.
He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He's like, who's this guy? Where is he? Who do I have to go see? I don't think I have anything too crazy from my own perspective. Mm-hmm. I remember going to a game. I used to be an autograph guy as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember I was at a Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium, and Jim Tomei walked right by. I could have like reached out. I was in the front row during batting mm-hmm. practice. I could reach out and grab them. I said, hey, Jim, you know, can you sign? And he just ignored me and kept walking. And so I didn't like that. So later in the night, I was heckling. We had good seats. We were behind the White Sox on deck circle. Mm-hmm. So I was heckling Tomei all night. Which usually I'm not for a fan, but in this case, Tomei,
you were mad.
Yeah, he did me dirty.
Yeah.
So and I was a kid. And so anyways, the Yankees blew out the White Sox that night, so the place was empty by the eighth inning, and Tomei came up, and I stood up, and I was yelling, Tomei, you suck, Tomei, and all. And this woman behind me felt really bad, and she's like, don't listen to him, Jim. Anyway, he ripped, as soon as I'm heckling him, he rips a double off the wall and gets a second. And I was like, all right, I guess
I'll
shut up.
Salute to Jim Tomei, man. Yeah. That's a legend right there, man.
I'll sit down. But I was so ticked. I still don't like him to this day because he burned me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Stiffed you.
Yeah, that's right. I was just a kid wanting an autograph. He ignored me. I could at least said, not right now, or no thank you.
Yeah, I got some other ones. I was older, though. I didn't really have a lot of childhood stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But as I got older, one of them, actually both of them happened that when we went to Army Navy.
Okay.
It was one of, I don't think he was there, Lopez, mm-hmm. but I was standing off on the sideline and I seen Rachel, what's her name? Rachel Steele? Is this? No, Sage Steele.
Oh, Sage Steele.
Yep. She was just sitting there and she was taking a picture with somebody. And then she points, she said, who is that guy with the cool hair?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm like, hey, you know, I just, hey, how you doing? And then she wanted to take a picture. We took a picture.
There you go.
And oh, then, she wanted to take a picture.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then the other one was, this was, I forgot which one this was, but Urban Meyer was there. Mm-hmm. And he was walking in the tunnel. And I was like, OH. And he turned around, I-O.
Oh, nice.
Most people would say you suck.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of my career right there, right getting there. The I-O from Urban Meyer.
During warm-ups in 86, says the 346, Jose Cruz gave my mom a baseball. She cried with joy, made me love the Astros even more. That's what it does. And a lot of athletes get it. Like even just that one little moment can change somebody or get you in their corner forever, you know, but there's a lot of them like that.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, that's why I don't like Tomei. I don't like Jay Williams to this day either. He did this. He said, I'll come back and sign for you. I'll come right back out and sign. And blew me off. So forget you, know, Andre, you too, Jay Williams.
You know, Andre Johnson blew me off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I never asked for pictures and all that stuff. I just kind of stayed low-key. The one time I was like, you know what, let's try to get one with Andre Johnson, da 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 da. Yeah. He just kind of blew me off a little bit. And I'm like, dang.
We were as kids also.
Ain't speak to him since.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm good.
Good on you. Yeah. That's what you got to do. Yeah, we were at, it was like a charity event when we were kids. This is now morphed into a different conversation. But and it was Ray Allen, and we were waiting outside. And they said, yeah, he'll be right out. He'll come sign autographs. Anyways, then he ran out the back door, ran into his running limo, and peeled out of the parking lot.
Wow.
And we were all left standing there like, what? What was that?
What a jerk.
Yeah.
So forget Ray Allen, too. You're on the list.
Yeah, I know you signed with KG on this one.
That's right.
Yeah. Never have forgiven those guys since my childhood. Hey, you can keep sending those in, by the way. What's your favorite fan in the stands story? 713-572-4610. Someone just said, Big Poppy shook my hand at the Astros World Series. It was my birthday, too.
All right.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. There you go. Keep sending those in. When we come back, though, it's time to go around the NFL, including a couple of ridiculous fines in the NFL. We'll get to that next in the loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.